This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We need a little bit different bumper music just for the next 10 days. Because today, ladies and gentlemen, is 10 days, if you're in North Dakota. My apologies to those in Minnesota. You're 14 right now, but who knows what'll happen there. But for sure, 10 days until the reopening, the North Dakota Smart Restart effort is underway. So how about this for a bumper song? Here it is. Right now. Kevin pushes play here. It starts about...
It's the final countdown!
Is that what you were thinking or no?
Yeah. There you go. It's the final countdown. Todd, what do you think of that? Start me up. I like that. I like that. I like that. Okay. All right. Yeah, that works. Uh-huh. 10 days, folks. You start me up. The final countdown. Yeah. Right now feels like kind of a Jeopardy day to me, you know? So kind of a, you know, waiting. You know, the Jeopardy theme where you're kind of like, you know, waiting for the answer from... the contestants.
Yeah.
But as we get closer to,
I couldn't get it to come up in time. He stole my song.
I love it when Todd and Kevin are,
Let's go. Quick, Kevin.
It's bringing up the Beatles for crying out loud. Yeah, the Let's Go. Perfect.
The Cars and Let's Go. Right. Exactly right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the program we call What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon. Oh, of course. Yeah. Don't back down, baby. Just keep it to May 1.
I can go all day.
Oh, this is priceless.
There you go.
Dearly beloved, what do we do?
Dearly beloved,
let's get crazy.
Let's go crazy. Oh, yeah.
Let's go crazy. Yeah.
That probably is not a good one.
I don't know. I have the intro on it, but I guess not.
Anyway, okay, we're better now. But the problem is we've got lots of bumper music in the next 10 days as we encourage the, and, you know, one of the things I think is fabulous.
I thought it was center field. Oh, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a 1950 version of center field.
1962, but anyway.
62, yeah.
You're right, though. So many songs, so little time.
Exactly right. But anyway, there is 10 days until the opening. And when I say the opening, couple things. One, you know, I think Governor Burgum has explained this a few dozen times, each press conference. There are executive orders that cover a sliver of the North Dakota economy. Bars, restaurants, you know, personal care, those kind of things. All right. Whereas the vast majority of the economy is not dictated to say you have to be closed, West Acres. You have to be, you know, shut down to elective surgeries, CHI, St. Alexis. So these are decisions that are made, for the most part, business to business. And by the way, I think people deserve to be applauded. We just don't know enough about this virus. Now, there's all kinds of experts out there. I mean, a state legislator in North Dakota, Rick Becker, a month and a half ago, was producing videos that were going viral across the nation, laughing about the bend the curve thing for hospitals. Laughing about it. Talking about how ridiculous it was. You know, now that's a lot of egg on Rick Becker's face, right now. But, you know, folks like that can reinvent themselves and do it a little differently later. My point is, it almost doesn't matter. We are where we are. It is what it is. Whether you thought this was going to be the worst thing in the world and it wasn't, whether you thought it was going to be a nothing burger and it's turned into something, it doesn't matter. I think the big issue is we don't know everything there is to know about it. Example, conventional wisdom is, Kevin, if you get it, you're immune to get it again. Guess what? There's been places where that's been studied. People that had it got better and got it again.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know the answer to that one. So here's the deal. We can't any longer keep kids behind walls that nobody can see, which thankfully is not a majority of students in North Dakota. But, folks, you think that number's 10%? Is it 15%? I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's a fair amount of kids who are safer at school than they are at home. That's sad. I don't like it, but it's just a fact. There's also the bold truth about mental illness, about mental health, about a large percentage of the population that is in need of some healing in that regard. And if you're out of a job and at home, your mind can spiral out of control and suicide spike and mental health business go up. I've seen some stats about it. It's really, really sad. So we're to the point now where the numbers are where they are that we can reopen. Reopen everything. Informed with the knowledge that we still don't know everything about COVID-19, so we're smart about this, right? I'd bet you a lot of money it'll be very, very difficult for you to see a loved one in a traditional hold their hand, I love you, mom or dad, in a nursing home till the end of the year. I don't know that from any official source, but I'll tell you it's going to be a while. Healthcare facilities will be careful. I mean, and then all the way back down to bars and restaurants. You don't want your favorite bar to become the next Smithfield or LM Glassfiber. And they're taking those facilities and they're saying, don't congregate in the break room. That's where they think it happened, by the way, at LM Glassfiber. Because they had a lot of people shoulder to shoulder in that break room.
Sure.
You know, and so they'll do things a little bit differently, and that's okay. That's okay. On the other hand, the vast majority of commerce and of life has to get going. But I don't know about you. I care about every single life. So I'm not going to be flippant about this and say, well, people are going to die. Come on. You know, what's the big deal? I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not doing my part. I don't. Not at all. But I think we're smart. As a people, we're smart. I think we have a spirit about us that says, we'll figure this out. We can do this. How should we do this? And I think that's what's going to happen going forward. I really do. Now, May 1 is the date circled right now on the calendar. April 30th is the last day for the executive orders. That doesn't mean that can't be extended. It could be. But I think if the businesses that are covered by executive orders are proactive and work with the Department of Commerce as they're asked to do, worst case, it gets extended for people that don't have a plan on file with the Department of Commerce if they own a restaurant or a bar. Now, here's what I want to explore a little bit today. Everything I've just described there, is there anything in that that has you say, that's ridiculous? That's crazy. Is this America or not? And I guess that comes down to the definition of freedom. you know, I always have seen, you know, I'm a critic probably more often than I'm not of government and how it operates and how slow it is and everything else. But the one thing governments do pretty well is the, you know, sort of protect us, you know, our military, right? I'd say they do that pretty good. Build roads. And I'd say the other thing is you know, public health. You know, CDC and National Institutes of Health, you know, all of these entities and these organizations, because we've seen this movie before. So the question is, if the health side of government says this is a concern, does that now infringe on my rights? Should I be able to say, I don't care what you say, I'm going to open my restaurant, I'm going to open my bar, I'm going to open my hair care salon, and I don't care if anybody gets sick? Is that freedom? Is that what that means? I don't think so. I think a few people think that, but I don't think so. On the other hand, if they're not being reasonable, if they can't defend it, if they can't tell us hi, why, where, when, hey, it's pitchfork time. You know, take it to them. I want your thoughts on this, and we'll continue on.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I'm Jim of IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicles. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit IndieFlagpoleGuy.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The reopening of the greatest state in the United States of America.
Bring it on.
That's right. That's us. That's us. Got to talk about yesterday's oil price as well. Did any of you follow the hysteria of that yesterday?
Yeah.
Now, the really amazing thing to me was, it's like, okay, what's going on here? What's that price? You know, all the you know, news channels, you know, oil's below zero, it's minus, and it was a May futures price that they were running around talking about. And it's gone today. That price is history. Now it's on to June. So evidently that happens towards the end of the month, and you got the one shot at that. Some people say the last chance at that. Obviously, nobody was going to take them up on, okay, so wait a minute. I have to pay you to take the oil? How does that work?
No kidding.
Not that any of it was good news, but it was not the freak out that it should have been. And now, if it happens,
yeah, but you know how good people are hearing just little snippets of a message rather than hearing the message.
I understand. I really want to have a conversation with anybody that is in the oil industry, in the workforce right now, and what you think. I've talked to a lot of experts, a lot of really good ones, especially the ones that know North Dakota and the Bakken. But I'm very curious about what the rank and file folks out there that make it happen are thinking. What are you going to do? Do you stay here and wait this out and go back to work for the company that you're working for when they are rehiring? Do you relocate? I don't want you to leave. I'm just going to tell you. I'm going to be very honest. I don't know if I have that many my pillows, but I'm willing to you know do some things because I don't want you to leave. Do not want you to leave. Why don't I want you to leave? You know how much more difficult this will be when you build back and you have to build a workforce as well? Oh, can't even begin to tell you. But I hope you have a MyPillow, and if you call, I'm going to make sure you get one, okay? And tell me your story. Anybody that's in the oil field. And just your range of emotions and what you're going through here, okay? 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Is our toll-free telephone number. Tonight, we have Senator John Hovind joining the program for a special Farm and Ranch Talk Radio Town Hall. Scott Bachmeier will join Todd and I tonight, 8 o'clock. Any questions from farmers, ranchers, anything ag-related, bring it on. Tomorrow night, same thing on energy, wind, coal, oil, ethanol, all things North Dakota energy. Congressman Kelly Armstrong here to talk about the way forward. All right? That's tonight. You can get your questions in anytime now at 855-200-1776. Or you can email studio@flagfamily.com or KFYR@iHeartMedia.com. Okay? All right. Texas says, and now you're acting like a cheerleader about another arbitrary date. You are in the wrong history. You are on the wrong side of history on this one.
Mister.
Yeah.
Is it an arbitrary date? Could it change? Sure. But you know what? It's the first date we've had through this whole thing where we said, okay, it's over. We're opening. And here's the process to do it. And again, you own a business outside of those covered by the executive order, you can open today. So that isn't cheerleading. I want everybody to do it smart. I want them to do it right, but I want them to do it. I want this state to be reopened. I want to get going. So if that puts me in the cheerleader camp, I accept the label and get me a skirt. Where's the pom-poms?
I really wasn't expecting to hear...
You weren't, huh? Well, you heard it. There you go.
Today.
Texter says, I want to shout out to our small town Lisbon, North Dakota... Lisbon Hospital, to the frontline workers, to the patient access folks who man the front desks and schedulers and the other staff and nurses and doctors in these small towns, they need to be recognized. We work hard and often don't get the recognition. Sometimes I feel my coworkers deserve a way to go. Keep up the great work. You bet they do, Tina. Thank you. You got it. We're going to make a little delivery. Bapa's Bagels down there. Just for them. Okay, let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Don in Manitoba. What do you got for us, Don?
Well, I've got a song. Todd would probably know this song. I don't know the name of the group, or the, I think the name of the song is "You're Coming to Take Me Away."
They're coming to take me away.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, yep, yeah. I got it. I got it. Napoleon the 14th.
Yeah. Yeah. But, Don, we're looking for songs that are positive and uplifting and about a countdown of 10 days to the reopening. I don't. Who are you referring to in suggesting the song, Don?
You left me anyhow.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
Hang on a second here. I can't hear Don and the song now. So say that again, Don.
I run a truck, you know, and I'm doing great. Everybody's, you know, that I know of is doing great, and I know there's a lot of people sick, but this is getting crazy with listening. Oh, you know, we can take it out. We can open up this, the country in 2 weeks, and we can open up the country in 2 months. It's like, our government doesn't know what the heck they're doing, and they're driving me nuts. I wish they would just straighten it up and just start thinking, you know, let's get on with it.
I think that's what they're doing, at least here in North Dakota. From that's why we're doing this countdown, Don. But I hope they don't take you away. Myself, Mike and Hazen, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes. How are you doing today, Scott?
Well, good, Mike. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. First thing I have is I have three words for the American people. America, wake up! I don't know, since this coronavirus started, all the Democrats have done is blame, point grains, complain about everything. Now, just this morning, they announced that Trump wants to close the borders. What's the first thing the Democrats say? He's blaming the immigrants. He's doing this just to cover up his incompetency. What is going on? I mean, it's time for people to realize, I don't know what more the Democrats have to do for the American people to realize what they are. They certainly aren't here for us, the American people. They should be working with the administration, trying to get things done. This has never happened before. This is a learning experience for everyone. But they act like, you know, they know everything. Well, then, you know, show us. Show us what we need to do instead of just complain and try and get rid of Trump. That's all they're doing. So I'm getting kind of fed up with it.
Well, Mike, I wouldn't blame you one bit. I mean, you know, look at, for instance, the fact that you've got a program that's been pretty successful, pumped a lot of money to businesses through their banks in this Paycheck Protection Program. And it was very obvious very early on they were going to run out. So what do? They say, let's go back and let's get money to replenish that. And the Democrats, and that was, it's got to be 2 weeks ago at least. I remember Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor saying, they were going to do it by unanimous consent to get it out right away. Democrats didn't do it because they want to put other things on it, as always. And meanwhile, businesses are sitting here in limbo. It's disgusting. So I'm with you all the way, Mike. Appreciate the call. More coming up.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been 3 months since the first case of COVID-19 was diagnosed in the United States, and governors in several states are now unveiling timelines for lifting coronavirus restrictions. In an interview this morning, former FDA chief Dr. Margaret Hamburg said she is shocked that so many states are taking such action.
Some of these places are not even meeting the minimum threshold criteria that was put out in the Trump White House coronavirus task force guidance. I'm worried that we don't know about the possibility for explosive spread of the virus.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Immigration to the U.S. appears to be headed for a temporary halt. Last night, President Trump tweeted that he's going to suspend immigration to the United States to block the coronavirus and to protect American jobs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Olivia Newton-John, as I recall. One of my favorites. Right?
Open the gyms. Let's go.
That's what she's going to start singing. Physical. Any second here, I think, right? Here we go. Yeah. There we go.
Well, I think a lot of people would cheer you on for opening that intimate restaurant thing back up, too, like she said.
There you go, yeah.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow. And these are challenging times. There's no doubt about it. There's things going on you like. There's things going on you don't like. There's, you know, I every day have tried to say, what is something that is really good that's come out of this? And I'm sleeping well, thanks to MyPillow, so that's one good thing. I can think of a few other things. We've had more family game nights, more family meals. Got a daughter home from college. I had to leave her junior year early and finish it at home. And a senior, or a junior in high school, rather, that is around home a lot more. So that's good. That's more family time. So sleep well, get a MyPillow, and find some family time. Here's the scoop on MyPillows right now. They are at their lowest price ever because everything is buy one, get one. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials tab, use the promo code Scott, you're going to get all of that at an incredible deal. So check it out, okay? And know that Mike and the team at MyPillow are making masks and delivering them to hospitals now for free. It's a pretty good deal. Fox News is doing it again. Oil drops below zero. That was yesterday. That was the May future price. It's gone. Could it be back? Yes. But it's gone.
So, no, you can't run to your C store and tell them, okay, I'm taking this oil and you're going to pay me.
That won't work.
That
will not work. And you should also know, you know, the deal that OPEC, Saudis, OPEC, you know, Mexico, everybody agreeing to cut production not long ago, a deal that Senator Cramer, Senator Hovind, very, very much forcing. Senator Cramer, in fact, saying, Saudi Arabia, you see all those defense assets? We're going to take those. None of that takes effect until May. You don't see that impact till May. So this is one of the reasons you got this glut. Now, in fact, you have Saudi tankers filled with oil coming here because they don't have any place to store it. On their way here, Senator Cramer suggested last night, turn it around. We don't want your stinky oil. We don't want your, you know.
Did he really say stinky?
I added that. I admit, I added that. Just that little part.
Sounds like
right
a
there.
Word he'd use.
Yeah.
Not in any official press release, anyway.
Yeah. All right. We've done Manitoba. We've done a few other places. So let's do Montana, and then we'll go back to North Dakota. Becca in Montana, Northeast Montana. Where exactly in Montana, Becca? What city?
Morning, guys. City. Yeah, right. Medicine Lake.
Medicine Lake Village.
Four people.
Yeah, four, that's all right. Those are the best kind, Becca. Those are the kinds we love.
I know. Yeah. Hey, second time caller, and I'm so glad I called back. You guys told me to call back, and I'm so glad I do because now I can speak normal, whatever that means, because the first time I called, I was so nervous. I think I sounded like Amy Klobuchar or something. It was awful.
Ouch. You better get used to that kind of lecturing tone of hers, because she might be the VP candidate. I'm just saying.
I doubt that. I have my own theory, which I'm not going to share right now. But anyway, what I want
does it to... can I ask you before you say that? Does it involve Michelle Obama?
Hello?
Oh, no.
Of course it does.
Yeah. I'm refusing to believe that he even has a 1 in a million chance of being real. But
you guys remember maybe the first time I called you, because I was born and raised in Germany, and I know what socialism looks like. So I can smell it coming. I can smell it coming.
Oh,
I don't
no,
want to scare anybody.
It?
And I hope I'm wrong. By God, I hope I'm wrong. But anyway, what I wanted to tell you guys is that I am so impressed with your governor. I listen to you guys every day, and I wished he was my governor. I really have to say that. I don't want to talk smack about any of the Montanan, politicians, but Northeast Montana, we get nothing from anything west of Billings. And I really have to say that. And people around here do say that. You're kind of the forgotten people. And they say, well, we should just get annexed into North Dakota. And I know I'm going to catch hell for saying that, but it is what it is. So in his own words, a shout out to you guys' governor. He's awesome. Another thing what I wanted to bring up is I did work in the oil field for 5 years. I got out of it about 6 years ago, and things will get better. Stay here. It's a good place to be. Find something else to do while you can. Don't leave, you guys. Please don't leave. I didn't. I stuck around, and I'm staying here, and I'm here now, and I'm happy. So please, anybody who's listening, who's working in the oil field, who's scared to death, I was. I sold out. I had 2 trucks. I had to get out of it and do something else. But just stick around. It's worth it. I promise. And then the last point I wanted to make, since you guys let me talk, thank you very much. I have not heard one term, mutation. They're talking about, all these health people are talking about, we need a vaccine, 12 months, 18 months, whatever. This thing is going to mutate. We have, how many different vaccinations do we have for influenza? How many types of influenza are out there? This is COVID-19. Okay, what's it going to be next year? COVID-23? Do we have a vaccine for that? No, because we're still working on COVID-19 vaccine. So what about mutation? That's what I'm curious about. I have never heard anyone, Fauci, anyone use that word yet.
Well, we got Tony Fauci on our speed dial, so we're going to find out an answer for you as soon as we can, Becca. Yeah, so it's a good question. It's a good question, and thanks for your comments. When you were talking about the Governor Burgum, I, number one, couldn't help but agree. And I think, the political set in North Dakota was skeptical of Governor Burgum. They liked taking his checks, but they didn't like getting beat by him. And so they saw him coming in as, what does he know about running a state? And I think he's proven, especially in challenging times, like when there was the showdown with the DAPL protesters or this particular situation, the skill set that comes from that many years in the business world. So I agree with you. And I'd also say the same about our congressional delegation. I mean, Kelly Armstrong is, came from State Senator Dickinson, wrestler, a baseball player, comes from an oil family. Okay. Trial lawyer. He's done great over in the House, especially with what we've gone through with Trump and all of the, impeachment circus and all that. Hysteria, the witch hunt. What a fighter. What a scrapper. Fantastic. You know, Senator Hoeven obviously would probably be the has the senior status among our congressional delegation, but you know, comes out of the banking world and then went into being our governor for 10 years and Senator. I mean, the institutional knowledge there, absolutely phenomenal. It's phenomenal, and also, you know, a businessman, so that helps a ton as well. And then Senator Kevin Cramer, who is, I would say, probably if you had to poll a people, the most, you know, beloved amongst the people, mostly because he spends so much time. I mean, all of our congressional delegation are great, but, you know, he sort of was the pioneer in that area and led the way and has really done a good job. It also has that blue-collar background, you know. I mean, the son of a lineman from Candu, North Dakota, climbed, you know, power poles. I mean, and really, despite a whole lot of experience in politics and economic development and tourism and energy at the Public Service Commission and then Congress and then the Senate, just is, you know, perfect, too. Got just a great mix there in all four of them. Lieutenant Governor, you know, CPA, former CFO of a trucking company, owned a business. I mean, these are the kind of people you want in government to prevent us from becoming socialism, as you said earlier, socialist as well. So, Becca, great points. Appreciate the call. Thanks a ton. Chase, you're next. And what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I work in the oil field around White Earth Bay area. You know, the first thing to go in the oil field is the drilling rigs. Some of those are gone. I know some guys that are going on that. The second would be service crews, which would probably go down to skeleton crews. And I work on the production side of things, and some of our wells are being shut in, and that is also taking some of our jobs. And it causes a little worry, but I did enjoy the broadcast I had yesterday evening about the oil prices. But if I was to lose my job, I would have to go back home because I cannot afford to stay here and also pay for things back home where I'm from, Mississippi.
And if there was not an oil job, what kind of a job would be satisfactory to keep you here?
It would have to be something where I could not take too much of a cut because the rent that I pay up here is kind of high where I stay. But, I mean, as long as it was something that I could afford, that I could live okay, I only have to live comfortable just so I could pay everything that I have to pay, I would stay. I mean, I've been here for 8 years, so...
And you know what's interesting? I'm no economist, okay? I just play one on the radio. But, you know, you're paid what you're paid so that they can attract you and keep you here, but also because you've got to pay more for everything, right? You've got to pay more for, you know, that apartment, as an example. You know, and I don't know how you would even go about doing this, but it would be interesting to see if you could have a rebalancing of sort because, you know, the oil companies... pay a lot for a lot. And while they've transformed this in the past to bring their costs down, you know, to the extent that you can go the next level and labor costs come down, that can happen if you have things that are costing less. One of the things I've never liked about the fact that the Bakken, any development out there is very often treated differently by banks. In other words, if I build an apartment complex and Chase lives in that apartment complex, and it's a $5 million, project. In the Bakken, I need to have that $5 million paid back to the bank within 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. If I build it in Fargo, West Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, more like 20 years. Why? Because guess what? It costs that much more than for the rent, understandably. And I think we've got to get out of that mentality, and maybe with a breather like this, we can do some things like that. Because I hope you don't have to leave, Chase. I really don't. And I would think the production jobs, hopefully, not going to be too long. I know they've got to slow it down now, but we just got to get demand back, and that's planes flying again, and cars driving, and things happening. And I like our chances of taking on the others because we've done so well here with that shale play. It's pretty amazing. But thanks for sharing a bit of your story today. Okay. Take a break. Earl in Minnesota. He's in Wolf Lake. Jamie in Bismarck. Fred and Wynn.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Ryan Wiggy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Like Lionel to me, I don't know. Not quite clear. Interesting. Back on What's on Your Mind.
Somebody turn on the lights.
Yeah, we're going to turn them on.
Yeah.
We're on the countdown to a reopening. Texter says, I'm a bit confused on this reopening of North Dakota in 10 days. I thought we were one of 5 to 8 states who didn't make any mandates. I try to tune in as frequently as I can every day, so I may be missing something. Thanks again for your broadcast. So the reopening is just the end of restrictions on a few businesses. Restaurants and bars are covered by that. Michelle Comer is going to join us in a few minutes from the Department of Commerce to talk about the process for those businesses that are covered under executive orders. Personal care, hair care salons. What else, guys? Massage therapists. Gyms.
Fitness, yeah.
Yep, fitness, all of those. So those are covered because of the close proximity in which with people are with each other. And so, but if those businesses say, here's what I'm going to do to make sure we protect everyone and do this correctly, they can reopen. So that date is April 30th, and then we're sort of, the shackles are gone on that. By the way, if you're not covered by one of those executive orders, you could open today. Totally, 100%, go. You can do it. West Acres is a prime example. Largest shopping mall in the state. They're closed. I was last night at a, don't judge me,
oh, bottle Lord.
Shop. I was at a bottle shop. Okay.
I thought and, it would be worse. Okay.
Buying some Mike's Lemonade. And there was a cool little.
I love that stuff.
Plexiglass clear thing at the checkout. So where the guy's at the, you know, checking out. So you just set the money on the counter. He grabs the money. You know what I mean? And that's being smart.
Yep.
It's being smart. The bottle shop being smart. Going to go there more often. By the way, it's the Bottle Barn, which might be the best bottle shop ever. Love the place. Love it. Todd probably has a different one because there isn't not a Bottle Barn in Bismarck, Montana. Can you choose, Todd, or are you going to offend somebody?
Oh, I'm going to choose because some folks dropped off a case of Corona after hearing me go off.
That's right. Todd got the Corona.
Uh-huh.
To celebrate the coronavirus.
And we
Arrowhead and get it right there.
There's Arrowhead. I love it. I grew up in Montevideo, Minnesota with a municipal liquor store. You still have those in Minnesota, but they're a little dressed up now, right?
Okay. You bet. Yeah. Yep, we
anyway,
want crazy.
Enough of the booze. Back to the business here. North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials in supporting more wind power for the prairie. Now, what do you mean? Uniting landowners and county officials. Well, 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, their roads, their emergency response teams because they get the tax revenue. And landowners get consistent income for 25 years. So that's about building a better tomorrow together. Good jobs, stronger communities, and keeping electricity rates low. They are so low. We're so blessed. It's unbelievable. Message from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. One other thing I want to tell you, I mentioned Michelle Comer will be coming up. Michelle and some other folks from the Department of Commerce were targets of an audit. And the audit became criminal. Do you remember that? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
I was absolutely outraged about this. And you may remember. I was just like, okay, look, a state audit office is to say, that's good, that's bad, let's do this a little better and work with you to put up. It's not to, you know, say, oh, we're going to put somebody in jail. We're going to do criminal charges. Anyway, long story short, I won't go into great detail here. The Burleigh County State's Attorney did issue, finally, and it took her a long, long, long time, which is a whole other issue and another show, because the amount of limbo here from a state auditor doing something, which he got caught lying about, by the way, we should be very clear, Josh Gallion lied. He lied. He told me to my face, the Attorney General's office suggested a statute to use for this to make it criminal. The Attorney General's office said that never happened. So Josh Gallion, credibility remains in some measure of trouble here. And I like Josh. I'd like to see him do well. But he has to get off this idea that he is the king of North Dakota government and gets to decide who goes to jail and who doesn't, and just be an auditor. Bob Peterson, the Petersons, together, in all of their time in the state auditor's office, not one criminal referral. Not one. Anyway, this was looked at. The Attorney General's office shipped it off to Burleigh County Attorney's, State's Attorney's Office, they took it to somebody in South Dakota, and the report is out, and these people have been cleared. There's no there. Was not criminal, no charges. Mr. Gallion is not doing too well. in his new quest. So it's time for a reset. Just start over. Okay, who is next? Earl in Wolf Lake, Minnesota. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, listen, you just contradicted this whole thing, Scott, by saying that you gave somebody money, okay? He handed money over. If this was a real pandemic, do you actually think we would be exchanging money? You think we would be walking the streets? We'd be walking in the stores? No. You look at the Spanish flu, everybody was quarantined. This was not a pandemic. This was a farce. Second, why would anybody in their right mind take a vaccine that Bill Gates is promoting? Are you there?
I am, yep.
Okay. I'll,
why would
I'll
anybody in their recovery. Right mind take a, yeah, the music is starting because we're coming to the break
vaccine,
here. But
yes, these yeah. vaccines with the mercury and the formaldehyde in them. All this to us was to show that the sheeple will bow down to people in a thing like this. And
so Donald Trump is a sheeple. Earl, hang on. We'll talk more about this coming up.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com.
contactinthedesert.com.